As travelers in Arkansas are preparing for holiday travel, the one thing motorists will have to contend with is work zones on some roads. And motorists will see lots of work zones over the next several years on Arkansas's busiest highways. The Arkansas Highway Transportation Department has created a new website to make it easier for drivers to see where work zones are and to plan accordingly. The web address is www.idrivearkansas.com. That's the letter I, drivearkansas.com. Danny Strasley is with the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department and tells us some of the features that make the website more user-friendly.
There is a traffic feature that you can click on, and it will color-code the highway and kind of show you how the traffic is flowing to and through each of those construction zones. This is especially useful if you're heading down the interstate and say you're traveling down to Little Rock from the West Memphis area. You can look and see if the traffic is backing up in a zone that we have set up over in Forest City right now. And based on the color coding of the highway, if it looks like it's slowing down, you can make an informed decision about taking an alternate route. One of the things that's nice about the site that we've got set up here is that you can click on each of the construction zones and get a little bit of information about the project that you're looking at, when it will be complete, things like that. Listeners in your area, I know, are anxious for work to be completed on State Highway 226 around the Cache bypass there, and then on into 49. You can click on the individual segments of that project and find out what the estimated completion dates are for those projects.
Additional features include information about Arkansas's welcome centers and rest areas in the state, as well as locations of weight-restricted roads and bridges. Weather conditions and radar are on the new site, or weather radar can overlap the roads to tell where storms could impact travel. Officials are also working on updating the road conditions map for easy access on the site. Color-coded maps will show whether traffic is moving normal on the highways or if it's slowed in some areas. Work zones are shown, and users can click on individual zones to get information about the work that's going on and how long the work will take. Another feature on the site will be traffic cams that will allow users to see how bad traffic is going through work zones.
You can visually look at a construction zone and through the camera and see if the traffic is flowing or if it's backed up. And you can look at the color coding on idrivearkansas.com, and it'll show you, you know, that the traffic is, you know, maybe backed up or starting to slow down through a certain area. But if there's a camera in the area that you can pull up a picture and then pretty much eyeball it yourself, you know, they say seeing is believing, and that just adds that much more credibility to the information that we're putting out there.
Strasley says several traffic cams are already in place at work zones in Memphis and West Memphis, and more cams are expected at all work zones statewide. According to Strasley, the site's features are flexible to allow individual users to set up the settings any way that they want. He says that information will become more important over the next 10 to 12 years as hundreds of miles of interstates in Arkansas will be rehabilitated or, in some cases, totally rebuilt.
We have about 600 miles of interstates in Arkansas. This program is going to either replace or rehabilitate at least 455 miles. Once we're done, by the time 2027 rolls around, we should be looking pretty good as far as the interstate highway system goes. 60% of the work will be underway here within the first 3 to 5 years, and then we've got some projects that, you know, will take a little bit longer and will be spaced out over a number of years.
The interstate work is actually a continuation of work that started in 1999. For several years in the 2000s, multiple work zones were set up along several Arkansas interstates for rehabilitation work. The first half of the work was complete, and this is the second half of the work that's about to start to fix interstates across the rest of Arkansas. Additionally, the recently passed half-cent sales tax that was approved by voters allows for work on additional road projects in Arkansas, which means that work zones will be in numerous areas. Stracely says the work will be done in different parts of the state at once.
And we're balancing this out, you know, so that we're not lining them all up on Interstate 40 in East Arkansas or in West Arkansas. You know, we've got one in Forest City right now. We've got one over in Pope County in the Russellville area. And so we're going to kind of stagger those so that folks, you know, don't drive through a continuous string of construction zones. And this is where iDriveArkansas.com is going to come in handy, because you hear about these, you read them in the paper, you hear them on the radio, but to be able to sit down at your leisure time and kind of plan your route, plan your drive, and look at where those zones are, you can save yourself some real time by making an informed decision and perhaps picking an alternate route.
Current work zones that motorists need to know about for the holiday travel include Interstate 40 at Forest City, where traffic is reduced to one lane in both directions for 8 miles. In Mississippi County, 8 miles of work on Interstate 55 is taking place at Osceola, and traffic is reduced to one lane in both directions. Work zones also include Highway 67-167 near Bald Knob in White County, where traffic is reduced to one lane for several miles in both directions. Other work zones in the state include 8 miles of work on Interstate 40 near Russellville, 7 miles of Interstate 530 near the Pulaski County-Saline County line, and 8 miles of work on Interstate 540 near Fort Smith. More information available at iDriveArkansas.com. Also, we'll have a link on our website, kasu.org, where you can click on the link and find out more information.